USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not. As the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. It will also remove the Key to NYC, city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the Biden administration continues to buy oil from Russia, many on Capitol Hill are pointing to the president's execution of our energy sector as a strong reason why we're in this place in history. Republican representative from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick on Newsmax.
We got to stop importing Russian oil. We got to start producing our own oil here, reopen the Keystone XL pipeline, permanently shut down Nord Stream 2, and not only become energy independent here, but become an energy exporter to Europe, who is right now addicted to Russian energy. That's why we've had the slow response to getting the Ukrainians the help they need. This is a crisis that could have been avoided. It was a result of a lot of bad decisions, starting with Afghanistan, second with energy decisions here domestically. All those can be remedied. It's never too late. The Ukrainian people are spirited. They're passionate. They're willing to fight for their country, but they need our help.
Representative Steve Chabot says President Biden's leadership on the world stage is why countries are moving toward land grabs over sovereign countries.
President Ghani in Afghanistan not too long ago, which was another huge debacle by this administration, they essentially showed weakness when we need strength. We need peace through strength, as Ronald Reagan said. Not this weakness, which is emboldening the world's worst actors, from Putin in Ukraine to Xi potentially in Taiwan. You know, these are actions that this president has taken which are just the opposite of what he should have done.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.